This is Louisiana's Lab. I'm Travis Lux. The mamou, sometimes called the coral bean, is a large shrub that grows here in Louisiana. Maybe you've seen one. It produces bright scarlet flowers.
And when the bean pod splits open, the beans are brilliant red. And the Indians would drill them and use them as jewelry. But the Cajuns used them to make a cough medicine and blood thinner.
Larry Allah is a botanist for the U.S. Geological Survey's National Wetlands Research Center. He's about to take an axe to the mamou in front of us. But there's a reason for his butchery. Allah is part of a new study out of Pennington Biomedical Research Center investigating the healing potential of native Louisiana plants. Specifically, plants formerly used in Cajun and Creole folk medicines. Anique Boudreau works on the harvested plants back in the lab at Pennington.
We're looking for plants that look like they may have a positive effect on metabolic health.
In particular, things that have to do with diabetes. Typically, Boudreau's lab tests plants from around the world. So working from a list of plants that are already associated with healing makes sense as a research method. And they've already seen some positive results. So far, they've tested about 100 extracts, and about 10% of those may be effective. But it's still early in the process, so she's quick to add this caveat.
When I say that it was effective in increasing insulin-mediated AKT phosphorylation in a context of insulin resistance in this particular muscle cell line that's growing in a dish.
So, what does that mean?
It's effective in treating diabetes.
So the work continues. For Louisiana's Lab, I'm Travis Lux.